No, I thought, you know, I'm going to throw myself in the older category, but maybe a younger Clay might have pushed it a little too much in trying to get back out there. But you have to realize the bigger picture here, and you know, we're able to get a few wins in my absence, but at the same time, you know, with a few games left, an opportunity to clinch this thing, and you know, with an opportunity to get into the playoffs and make some. Ultimately, that's the big picture here. So it's to get healthy and go into this last part of the season, into the playoffs, full strength and full speed. So hopefully that's the case, and today was a good step.
Clay, the fact you had this twice before, do you get a sense, do you know when it's good to go, so you kind of go through this process quickly?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. You know, as far as, you know, I know when it's healthy and when it's not, and I think that's what's ultimately, you know, when I'm back, I'm back, and when I'm not. Obviously, I'm not. So hopefully that's the case, starting, like I said, with this practice and continue to work our way up to the Sunday.
What did you see out of the defense in your absence, the way they play?
Well, it's tough, you know, first and foremost, sitting on the sideline, not being able to, you know, contribute, especially with tight games, both against Detroit. You know, unfortunately, the loss in New York and then giving up a few too many yards against Minnesota, you'd like to think you could change the effect on some of those plays and some of their calls, but ultimately they did a fantastic job in stepping up, and not only my absence, but a lot of the injuries in which we've sustained as of late. So, but hopefully we'll have guys coming back, not only myself, Charles, CJ, to help this defense out. But 3-1 speaks for itself.
Do you feel frustrated?
I'm sorry, frustrated?
Do you feel frustrated?
Oh, fresh? Well, you'd like to think that. Obviously, taking a little break in the middle of the season definitely will give you some fresh legs, but ultimately, I don't think anybody wants to take a break unless it's a bye week. So I feel good. I always feel good. We'll be good.
Is cold weather an issue in terms of getting loose with a muscle situation like that? Is that anything that you have to be cognizant of or aware of or make it more challenging?
I think so, but you know, ultimately... you know, I've pulled muscles when it's been warm out. So, I mean, it's just, it's part of the deal. We'll do a good job of keeping warm, staying warm, and monitoring the situation. But ultimately, you know, I have to be my biggest coach in that, you know, if I start to get fatigued or tired, instead of pushing it, maybe take myself out for a play here or there. But ultimately, when I'm in the game, it's going to be full speed.
Clay, you had personally such a big game the first time you two teams met. Do you get in a zone sometimes as a sacker?
Absolutely. You know, when you have a... you know, a good day rushing the passer. It might not equal sacks directly, but ultimately, if you feel good as a pass rush, you get into a routine, a rhythm, and a groove. And, you know, I definitely felt that was the case in the first time we played him. So, you know, I'm going to have to break off a little bit of the rust, obviously, sitting out a few games. But ultimately, as I continue to say, there shouldn't be a drop-off, or I hope there isn't.